What am I doing here?
She flew over a pair of patrol fighters and landed on Bravo Station. This orbital platform is never quite busy, and today is no exception. The only people she would see were the docking master and one of her assistants. Automatons do most of the work on this orbital space fortress. These include droids, robots, AI, and the like. She removed her flight helmet and exited the hangar. She rode the blue turbolift down 3 levels to the Information and Counterintelligence Center, Deck 5, Gold Corridor. Have I gone mad? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Yet here she is, doing the same thing. Over and over. Again. She is not insane, but desperate. This pain has already driven her father to madness or worse. Adar Gamastar is the top scientist and inventor of his time. Since that fateful day more than 10 years ago, Dr. Gamastar hasn't spoken a word to anyone, not even to his own wife and daughter. One of the smartest men in history spends day and night locked away for his own protection. He stares at the walls of his cell in silence. His only means of communication consisted of writing highly complex mathematical equations. No one else could make any sense of them. He covered the room's interior with these foreboding calculations. He has written enough information and dialogue for a textbook addressing his momentary mathematical madness. Some said that Adar Gamastar had lost his mind. Others thought he was heartbroken. But these were semantics. The help her father required was beyond her means. Despite all her power and experience, there was nothing more she could do. This woman was among the finest warriors of her time. It was rare that she could not help those in need. Risa Gamastar is captain to the Republican Guard. Their mission is to protect the Chancellor of the Interdimensional Coalition of Free Worlds. She could not comprehend what her father wrote across the walls of his cell. But in her heart of hearts, she believes these calculations relate to attempts to save his son. It is early in the evening on the planet Third Earth. Captain Risa Gamastar entered the planet's communication center. This relay station collects information from deep space. It gathers data from time probes and astro drones sent to uncharted and forgotten places. 99% of the time, nothing happens on this overnight shift. Every other Tuesday night for the past 10 years, this dedicated sister and soldier could be found in this room. She hopes to find clues about her brother's fate.